Hello, Brendan, and hello, Reagan. We're so excited to know you and meet you here at the HR Tech Convention in Las Vegas. I loved meeting you all last night, immediately loved your ebullient staff and your value proposition, and would love to learn more about Prime Pay. So here we are, and I thank you for taking a few minutes to speak with me and Mike with Business Radio X. We're based in Atlanta, and I'm also based in Boston. So I'd love to hear about y'all. Reagan, why don't you kick it off? I'd love to hear about you, your background, your expertise, and your work with Prime Pay.
No, I appreciate that. Well, thank you very much for having us. I mean, my background goes back into the HCM space since 2010, so spent quite a bit of time in this area. It's a great market to be in. It's changed a lot over the past decade and a half. So it's fun to see where it is today, and just being here at HR Tech today, it's mind-blowing how many different technologies and softwares there are now that can serve your HR professionals, CFOs, and the like. So it's great to see.
What are some sort of hot button issues, topics that maybe you've noticed here at the convention or just in 2024 for Prime Pay where you position yourselves to really help your customers?
I think what we're most excited about is the ability to mirror financial data with HR data. So if you think historically, HR professionals were sometimes left out of the conversations within the finance teams, right? And so we saw a opportunity with that, and we had always had a P&L type software offering built into our technology, but we'd use it as a standalone product. And so what we launched here at HR Tech, and what we're very much looking forward to over the next year, is the ability to provide HR professionals with financial insights and HR insights, marrying that data together into one data set and providing predictive workforce analytics. So they'll be able to look at things from a profitability perspective, an EBITDA perspective, a margin perspective, and then comparing that with turnover and other HR data that we're familiar with in our space.
It's phenomenal. Brendan, tell us about your perspective, your background, Prime Pay and everything about you and your role. And
yeah, absolutely. So I've been in the space as well for 10, 11 years now.
Nice.
So Reagan and I worked together in the past, and it's been a lot of fun coming here to Prime Pay and tackling new challenges. But like Reagan said, I mean, a lot's changed. So I think one of the big things we've seen here at the show this week is a lot of use of AI, right? Like, where can we incorporate AI, machine learning on the applicant tracking side, talent acquisition? And the thing that we're very excited about from workforce analytics, to double down on what Reagan mentioned, was the use for multi-unit organizations, right? To give that visibility into profitability, production, who's doing well, who needs coaching across the board, for the orgs we're working with and helping HR folks that, maybe are decentralized from their staff. How do we help give them access? So that's what we're very excited
about.
That's
brilliant.
As senior VP of sales, you're helping grow the business. You're looking for more clients. Is there a certain vertical types of businesses that you're focusing on?
Yeah, so for the multi-units, for sure. I mean, we have a strong positioning within franchise orgs, home healthcare, nonprofits. We're industry agnostic, but we do have a strong positioning in a lot of those industries.
Where are you based? Our headquarters?
Home base is outside Philadelphia, Westchester.
That's right. That's wonderful. Yeah. And so then you've got staff all over the country. Wonderful. What would you say differentiates Prime Pay from anyone that could say that they're a contender? I definitely have my thoughts, my ideas. I love your enthusiasm and your experience, but I'd love to hear from you all.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's a crowded marketplace. Let's be real. You have, some legacy providers that have been, pioneering the space over 70 years ago now. And then you look at the past 15 years, you really had a merge of the pace, right? A more modern tech stack that was able to compete in that space. And I think kind of where we sit is, we're a little bit more of an agile organization, right? So we have some things that we can do outside the box that make us unique that are not standard. So I think our flexibility is really what separates us in a crowded space. And the ability to offer ancillary services too, right? So we don't just do HR and payroll software. We also provide flex benefits services, 401k, workers' comp, things like that. So that's really what allows us to play in a space that the BCS side of it, the benefit services, would have been more dominated by an ADP or Paychex, right?
Yeah.
But we're actually able to compete in a much smaller mid-market segment with those offerings.
And there's a lot to uncover. Opportunity-wise.
Yeah.
So I love that you're here, and I love that you're uncovering that.
Yeah.
I think it's...
And we'll break off our product sets, too, right? If they just are in a place where they only want to use the HRIS system, we can do that. We can break them apart like that to meet people where they are in their journey of sophisticating their tech stack.
I love that. Yeah. Brendan, where, in 2025, what's, you know, the horizon for PrimePay? Things, new product rollout, or, you know, initiatives, or will you, you know, you'll be similar to this conference and things like that?
Yeah, I think we'll continue to be a player here for sure. But, you know, going back to the workforce analytics, continuing to punch up market there with the multi-unit organizations. And like Reagan mentioned, I mean, one of our biggest strong suits is to meet you where you're at.
Yes.
You know, our foundation has been around small businesses, right? You know, it's the backbone of the American economy and those sub 100 employee companies.
It's
a huge focus for us, and being able to continue to bring new solutions. We have HR Lite. Is a great product offering that we've rolled out earlier this year to those orgs. So continuing to make waves there, and, you know, maintaining that flexible benefit solution, which is key for small business owners.
Oh, right? My gosh.
Vendor consolidation and have a good solution.
Yeah, we'll continue the conversation because we love working with the small to medium-sized business owner, and I would love for them to meet you and be empowered from that financial and operational perspective where they don't have necessarily the know-how. So any other things on your mind that you would love, you know, anyone in Atlanta and beyond to know about PrimePay?
We appreciate the opportunity and love what you're doing, and also a big fan of Atlanta. So
yes, we'll get together.
Yeah,
we'll all
sure.
meet up in Atlanta.
Yeah. Awesome.
I like it.
Awesome. So wonderful
thank
to
you.
Meet you, and best, thank you for your time.
Best website, PrimePay.com.
Oh, yeah. PrimePay.com.
Would be my guess.
We just had a press release go out yesterday, so if you want to read more about the workforce analytics, combining that P&L data with HRS data to give you insights into your decision making. That's a great summary of that offering.
Just went live. See it there.
Yeah.
PrimePay.com.
That's awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Brendan.
Thank you, Reagan.
Brendan.
Thank you, Reagan.
Good day.
Thanks, guys.